KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, and music of the world. It's more than radio. It is your community radio. Coming to you live in stereo, 89.5 FM on the dial and streaming on the web at kopn.org. My name is Mike Hagan, and this is Open Mic Radio. We're going to get things going on today, the 5th of October, with little Todd Day Waite. Be back with you in just a few minutes. This one's called Heart Over Mind.
Here's a brand new song. It's called Heart Over Mind. Hope you guys like it. They say time can change. Lord, everything. Poor man rich, a good man blind. They say fix your gaze straight ahead and you'll be fine. Heart over mind. Something's calling me. Something's calling me. And I know it won't let me be. Time it can change, Lord, everything. A good man rich, a poor man blind. They say fix your gaze straight ahead and you'll be fine. Heart over mine. Yes, you'll be fine. Heart over mine.
All right, it was a lovely little song from Todd Day Waite that was recorded right here at the KOPN studios. I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, I guess, when Todd was here. He's actually touring right now and playing some shows in Europe, and I think he played last night in Germany, and I hope it was a great show. Todd, you're the man. Thank you for coming down and playing some music for us, and great stuff from Todd Day Waite. If he ever comes back around these parts and get a chance to go out there and check him out, okay? All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. It's the 5th of October. On a Friday, kind of gloomy out there. It's going to be a nice day, though. I don't know, mid-80s or so, and maybe a little bit of rain tonight, but nothing too serious. I guess we could use the rain, but I think it's going to be pretty clear tonight, so enjoy the Friday while you got it. Swing on by downtown if you're in the area down here, 915 East Broadway. We got the doors open. You can come down and say hi to me and my guest, Kristen Williams, and maybe get to catch a glimpse of Diana, too, if she's still around. But anyway, as I said, my guest, Kristen Williams. I do have a guest in the studio today, and she is not particularly a musician, although she is an artist. She's also an entrepreneur and a great photographer. She does some writing, and I met her a couple of years ago, maybe, and I'm interested in some of the things that she is working on. So we invited her to the program this morning, and we're going to talk with her about some of the things that she's involved with, and we're going to play some music around that stuff. We're probably just going to do some stuff today from material that was recorded here over the last 6 months or so, stuff from earlier this summer. Once again, we started with Todd DeWaite. We'll play some John Randall, maybe some Mercer and Johnson, and I got a great one from Dave Durnley I want to play a little bit later. So stick around for a little bit of that music, and stick around right now for my guest and my friend, Kristen Williams. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
There we go. That's better. That's better. Okay, so pardon the technical difficulty there, but Kristen Williams is my guest, and let's just start with a little bit about you, Kristen. We are going to talk about your business venture called Hempsley Health, but before we get there, let's start with a little bit about you. What's your background? Are you a local lady, or are you from around these parts?
I am local. I grew up here in Columbia, Missouri, went to Rockbridge High School, ended up going to Truman for college, had to get out of town for a little bit, so spent 4 years in Kirksville going to school. And I have always been a really creative kid. I whenever I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I vacillated a lot between interior design, graphic design, and ended up going with the graphic design route. So that's what I studied in college. Did visual communications as my major, and then minored in business administration. So almost got my photography minor as well, but one class overlapped, so that didn't work out.
And you said Kirksville is yep. where you were sort of born and raised?
No, Columbia was where I was.
Columbia.
Born and
raised. Yep. You still have family around here?
I do. Yep.
All right. Okay. So where'd you go to school? Did you go to Mizzou or did you go to Columbia College? Or
Truman up in
Kirksville. Truman. All right. Yeah. You probably just said that. But okay. So, and you were, obviously you have some design skills, because I think I first was struck by some of the photography you do. You're a fantastic photographer. And you use that in your work as well. So you've been an artist your whole life in that sense?
Yeah, always been really creative. I've always was a total nerd growing up, wanted to, all the school projects I did, I always took them about three steps too far, doing all kinds of big poster displays and elaborate projects to just convey what I was learning. I was always so excited about this new information I was learning. So really loved putting it together in a creative fashion to present it back to my teachers, and always got a lot of positive feedback and reinforcement. So I think that really reinforced my creative flow and juices, and it's kind of culminated in what I'm doing now. So,
all right. Okay, so what you're doing now is a project that's called Hempsley.
Yep.
All right, so what is it, and where did it come from? You obviously were inspired to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Hempsley is a wellness guidance company based here in town that introduces you to the basic science behind...
You say wellness guidance?
Yep.
Wellness guidance, okay.
Yep. We introduce the basic science behind a variety of natural wellness techniques so that you can start finding tools that work best for you and your lifestyle. We educate about everything from cannabinoid therapies to essential oils, herbs, nutrition, and lots more, all with the mission to empower you with knowledge so that you can begin taking better care of yourself and your loved ones.
All right. So how did you get into it initially? Most of this is plant-based. I'm not even sure if we should say medicine, but plant-based wellness ideas.
Yeah.
And some of it is medicine, certainly.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I grew up here in Columbia, and I was raised really conservatively. I was always a really good kid. I never talked in class. I got good grades. I spent my free time doing things like youth group and mission trips, and never once touched drugs or alcohol all throughout high school.
That is the complete opposite of my story. Anyway, okay, so.
So it wasn't until I was in college when I had a friend back home who was getting in trouble at school for cannabis. And so I came back one weekend to give him a stern talking to. But the conversation ended with him lecturing me about my ignorance surrounding the plant. And he told me that I couldn't judge it or him until I had done my own research and tried it for myself. It was someone I really trusted and knew wouldn't lead me astray. So I really took what they said to heart and did the research, tried it, and of course realized it wasn't what I thought at all. I found that it was really helpful for my migraines, my chronic upper back pain, and my anxiety. I started using it kind of recreationally on the weekends here and there because there was still a lot of guilt and shame associated with its use. You know, I was a good kid. That's how I identified. Mm. And this challenged that. I didn't know really how I fit into things anymore.
About what age were you when this was happening?
That was when I was 20.
20 years old.
So
okay.
About 6 years ago now.
Okay.
Right. And it was my sophomore year of college. So, I had been introduced to the drinking culture. You know, I'd got a little taste of that. But the cannabis space was totally new for me, and I really didn't know how to handle it. There was still so much stigma attached to it that I did feel a lot of shame and guilt, but it became something that was really integral to my self-care routine. You know, I found that I was eating healthier, I was exercising more, and I was sleeping better, all because I was integrating this new plant into my life. And then I heard the story of Charlotte Figge about a year later, who, for anyone who doesn't know, was a little girl having about 300 seizures a week, and her
and it parents was a, it was an epileptic, extremely serious case of epilepsy, I think. And I'd like to throw something in really fast. I appreciate the language, and see, words are important. The word cannabis is the appropriate word. Marijuana is not the appropriate word. A lot of people use it, but the appropriate word is cannabis, I think. So I appreciate that referring to it with the proper terminology. So,
thank you. Yes, I believe in that as well.
Okay, so so Charlotte, tell people Charlotte's story.
Yeah, so she was having about 300 seizures a week.
Very young girl, right?
Yep, she was about, I think she was 4 at the time.
Okay.
And her parents were giving her CBD oil to subdue them, and it was working. And it was this amazing story.
What's CBD oil?
You know, it was Charlotte's Web.
No, what is CBD oil?
For
those who aren't familiar.
Yes, absolutely. So CBD oil is derived from the cannabis plant. It is a completely non-intoxicating cannabinoid that can help support our endocannabinoid system. So the endocannabinoid system is the system in our bodies that's responsible for keeping all of our other systems in balance with one another as we encounter stress throughout our daily life. So it's a very important system. Not a lot of people know about it yet because it was only recently discovered in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more research is coming out about how we can take care of the system and how it works in our bodies and how cannabis can be used to support it. So there are lots of cannabinoids found in the cannabis plant, over 100 actually, and the two we know most about are THC and CBD. So okay. THC is the cannabinoid that is responsible for the high that we hear so much about, but CBD is a totally non-intoxicating cannabinoid. Actually, the way that they function differently, THC actually binds to our receptors just like our own endocannabinoids do.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if we have high enough dosages, they can produce intoxication because they're binding to these receptors that are primarily located in our brain and central nervous system, and that stimulates them and can produce a high. However, CBD, on the other hand, is just going to slow down the breakdown of our own endocannabinoids. Our body actually produces cannabinoids of its own to support this system. And so CBD slows the breakdown and the metabolization of those endocannabinoids so that we can use more of what we're naturally producing.
I see. Okay.
So that's how they interact differently. So CBD can never really produce a high. It's just going to help bring balance back to the body so that it can do what it needs to do in other ways.
So. Okay. All right. So the young woman, Charlotte, four years old, her parents somehow discover that this is a potential therapy.
Yes. Yes. And they were utilizing the CBD oil and it was working. And I heard about this story, and there was a CNN article that I was reading, and I got to the end of reading this article, and I was just totally distraught over the public's backlash against her parents for giving her a drug. It was very controversial. People were saying that they thought her parents should go to prison. They wanted to take this medicine away from this little girl, and I just couldn't wrap my head around it. I couldn't wrap my head around anyone justifying taking that away from Charlotte and sending her back into having 300 seizures a week or sending her parents to prison for trying to help her. And I realized, you know, coming from the background I do, that people just didn't understand. There was a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings about this plant. You know, I was a nerd. I had done the research and understood how CBD worked, but I just became passionate about helping other people understand that. So at the time, I was studying visual communications, graphic design at Truman, and decided that the way I could help out right now was to enter as a graphic designer into the industry. It was the first year that Colorado had gone recreationally legal, and so it was all the buzz.
No pun intended.
Yes. And I decided that, you know, I could help give these companies a professional face so that people would take them seriously. I really wanted to help change the stigma surrounding the plant. So,
Well, and it's a huge project. I mean, we've got 80 years of propaganda and just demonization that's come from all angles and from every level of government, you know, from the state level, local, all the way up to the feds. So.
Right.
So it's a challenge. So.
Right. And when it comes to graphic design, I really believe in the power of graphic design because it is the first impression that people get. You know, if you can look at something that looks trustworthy and professional, you're going to take it much more seriously than something that has, you know, pot leaves all over it, which is not a bad thing. But for people who need to be steered away from that stigma, mm-hmm. it's important. So I was really passionate about that. I've always loved doing creative work and graphic design. So that was a really fun way for me to enter the industry. And I started working with cannabis startups all over the world, just freelancing from afar. I spent a summer in Boulder, Colorado, actually, between my junior and senior year of college, working with some different cannabis startups there. Came back and finished my last year of college and finished my business minor. So that was really helpful. And then I was looking for a job out west and wasn't finding anything. You know, everything was still really new and people weren't interested in paying a whole lot of money for graphic design yet. That wasn't priority, you know, supply and demand. Mm-hmm. People were buying it, so why would they care about how it looked? So I ended up getting an internship with a really big networking organization, Women Grow, in the industry, and went to a big conference with them and ended up making enough contacts that I was able to come back to Missouri and just freelance from afar. So for the past 5 years, I have been freelancing in the cannabis industry from Missouri.
Primarily doing graphic design.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's graphic how you got good websites. At it. You are very good at it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I think that we should let people see some of that for themselves. Why don't you give out a little contact information where they can find you, and then we're going to take a little break and then we'll come back. But first, let's do some contact stuff for how they can find you and Hemsley.
Absolutely. So Hemsley, you can visit us at hemsley.com, HEMPSLEY.com. And then we're also on Instagram as Hemsley Health, and Facebook. You can also find us as Hemsley Health, as well as Twitter.
All right. So we've got Hemsley Health at Facebook. We got you on Twitter and also on Instagram. Really easy to find. HEMPSLEY. Where'd the name come from?
Well, it was actually, I was looking at a book called Hemsley and Hemsley, which was two sisters, and really loved just how friendly and warm it felt. And I was talking to a friend, like, I love how it sounds. I wish that there was something similar, but it had to do more with hemp. And it just kind of popped into my head and Googled it, and it didn't exist yet. I was like, it's a sign. But anyone's trying to come up with a business name, we've gone through a few hundred. So it just kind of worked for us.
All right. Well, there it is. Hemsley Health coming at you. All right. It's Mike. We'll be back with Kristen Williams from Hemsley Health in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we're going to listen to a little bit here from Mercer & Johnson. And stick around after this program. Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts will be on the air at 10 o'clock. And Diana's got a real fun show planned for today as well, okay? All right, once again, Mercer & Johnson, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Back in a few minutes. Thank you. right. It was one from Mercer and Johnson. That was from a couple months ago as well. Shannon and Brock came down here and played some songs for us, and I always appreciate when they do that kind of stuff. So we'll play, what else we got here coming up? Maybe a little Dave and Dave. Maybe, I think I got one from John Randall, and like I said, I got to play one from Dave Durnley on the way out of here. So, all right, anyway, it's Mike. It's 20 after 9, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. My guest is Kristen Williams. She is the primary principal. Do you have any partners with Hemsley, or is it just you?
Not officially, just me. We've got a team of interns and volunteers and all kinds of great helpers, but officially on the paperwork, it's just me.
Okay. All right. Well, you're making some beautiful materials. While we were playing music there, Kristen handed over a couple of things they've actually produced last little bit of time. And in fact, this what did you call this?
It is a print that highlights the government's patent on cannabis. Number 6630507 claims cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants, which they filed in 2001, which directly conflicts with their listing cannabis as a Schedule 1 drug.
That's right.
Proving that they do know it's medicine.
They are a schizophrenic bunch, let me tell you. Anyway, absolutely beautiful. So it's about, I don't know, maybe a 6x8 print, and it has a beautiful image of the cannabis plant on the front of it, along with the patent number from the U.S. Patent Office and the quote, cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectors. And anyway, it's a beautifully produced thing, and I appreciate you bringing that down. And you've got a whole bunch of really cool stuff. Your design skills are certainly showing, and I think you're going to have great success. What do you have coming up here? We have a big event next Saturday, I think, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So, you know, the more I started learning about cannabis and traveling and working with all these startups, the more I wanted a way to figure out how to talk about cannabis in Missouri. You know, when people would ask me what I do, I'd just kind of be like, oh, graphic design, and trail off, not really talk about what kind of graphic design I was doing, because right. I wasn't sure how it would be received. And at the time, there honestly wasn't a resource that I felt comfortable sending my grandma or my neighbor down the street to that wasn't going to incriminate me or make me seem like a stoner. So Hemsley was what I developed as a way to be able to communicate with my close friends and family, my loved ones in my community about this plant and all the things that it could do for people, especially as far as CBD goes. You know, CBD is a nationally available cannabinoid that people just aren't aware of, and they don't know how it can help them, especially in prohibition states where there's not a lot of information circulating about cannabis medicine.
Right.
So,
Is CBD available here in Missouri?
It is. It is. Okay. So, you can get it at Lucky's in town, at Clover's. There are a couple CBD shops, American Shaman. So there's a handful of places to get it right here in Columbia. So
and I imagine there are some that are better than others, like anything. I mean,
absolutely.
Probably depending on how they're manufactured, extracted, whatever it is that they actually do to produce the stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are working right now on a big educational initiative at Hemsley. There are going to be over 20 million people that have the opportunity to vote on some kind of cannabis law come November 6th.
That's
and
right.
Missouri is one of those states. So we are really passionate about helping people understand the endocannabinoid system, because I think when it comes to, you know, dispelling fears and stigmas around cannabis, mm-hmm. The root is understanding how and why it works in the body. And really the core of that is understanding the endocannabinoid system and how that works and functions. And so we're passionate about educating about that system and all kinds of ways to care for it. There are ways outside of cannabis as well that you can help support it. So our goal with this educational initiative is to frame cannabis as being just another wellness tool in your wellness toolbox.
Okay.
We're framing it amongst essential oils, herbs, and lots more. So,
yeah, it's not the only thing that you guys talk about at Hemsley. There are
right.
a number of other different plants and products.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So this coming week, Monday through Friday, we're hosting an e-course on our Instagram stories for our international audience. We will be talking about different ways to care for this system. So each day will be dedicated to a different tool. So we'll start the first day with just introducing the endocannabinoid system. What is it? What are cannabinoids? You know, your body, again, naturally produces endocannabinoids of its own. alone, but then there are also phytocannabinoids found in the cannabis plant. So we'll introduce some of that. And then each day will be dedicated to a different way. So Tuesday, we'll be talking about herbs and essential oils and how these can play a role in the endocannabinoid system. On Wednesday, we'll be talking about nutrition and exercise and the physical aspects of what you can do to care for it. Thursday, we'll be talking about self-care stuff. So float therapy, how does massage support our endocannabinoid system? How can, you know, all these different natural modalities that may seem a little bit outside of the normal wheelhouse, how can those be utilized in a way? What is the basic science behind those, and how can it support this system in our bodies? And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about the importance of getting out there and educating the people in your lives. How do we approach this topic with people who are more conservative and maybe are a little bit more closed-minded or skeptical towards the idea of cannabis being medicine? So we are leading that big online educational initiative, and then we're going to culminate with a big in-person event on Saturday morning. Cool. And I'm so excited about this.
All right. Where's it at? Give us the details.
Yeah, so it is going to be at Logboat Brewery on Saturday morning, October 13th.
Bunch of good folks down there.
Yes, they're amazing. They've been so supportive of this event. I'm so grateful. Actually, you know, whenever I first started conceiving this event, my biggest worry was getting enough people on board, getting the community open to being able to do this and get involved. And everyone I've talked to has shown overwhelming support. We have over 50 businesses across the country, about, you know, 20 to 25, almost half here in Columbia that are supporting. It's been so just, you know, heartwarming and so nice to feel that support from the community and know that other people are open to hearing about this. So Saturday morning, we'll start at 8 a.m. There's a variety of ticket tiers, but for the full experience, you will start at 8 a.m. a CBD enhanced yoga flow. So we're going to have CBD vaporizers from Wildflower that we'll be utilizing throughout this very gentle yoga flow to get you started into your morning. We're gonna have Amber from Moon Yoga there, as well as Sam Albrecht, who does some teaching around town, especially at Yoga Soul.
Right.
And they will be leading us through this awesome, flow. And then at the end of it, we will have a salve from Papa and Barkley. We are actually launching their new line. They're based in California. They have a line that has THC as well. It's a very wellness-focused line, but they're launching a whole new line that is CBD only that'll be available nationwide. So we're activating their products at this event, which is really exciting.
Fantastic.
For us.
Good for you.
And so people will be able to use that. You know, any places where they're still feeling tension in their bodies, they can apply that and prepare them to move into their rest of the morning. So following yoga, we'll have an infused farm-to-table breakfast, which Peachtree Catering is helping us out with. We are going to have four different courses of this breakfast. Each one will be infused with a different CBD product, as well as utilizing other hemp products like hemp seeds, hemp oil, hemp protein. We're also going to infuse with other herbs. So we talk about eight herbs at Hempsley. Cannabis is just one of them. We talk about rose and thyme and chamomile and all sorts of things. So we are going to be infusing these other herbs into these dishes as well. So the dish I'm most excited about is a muffin that is infused with thyme. And then inside the muffin, you'll cut in. And I don't know how Bennett Peachtree did this. He's amazing. But he did an egg in the center of the muffin. Cool. And so you cut into it and it'll ooze out all this yummy goodness. And it'll be infused with rosebud CBD and then paired with an essential oil vaporizer. So there's this company, Monk, that has just essential oil vaporizers. There's no CBD in it, but they're tailored to all these different types of feelings. So the one that we're going to be utilizing has sage, orange, and black pepper. And this will pair really well with the flavors in the muffin and the thyme. So that'll be really fun to be able to utilize that. And then it'll also be served with CBD coffee and tea from Steep Fuse. So that's a company I've been working out with in Colorado and really love their products. They're a really good group of people and their infusion process is unlike any other coffee company that I've seen before. So really fun.
All right.
It's going to be a blast. So that's the mindful morning portion. And then we will open up at 9:30 to the workshops. So we focus on four major methods of consumption at Hempsley and teaching people how to use these different methods of consumption for all kinds of herbal medicine. You know, it applies to cannabis and CBD, but it also applies to all those other herbs I was talking about, rose, chamomile. So we will have four stations, each dedicated to a different method of consumption. So upstairs in Logboat, you'll be able to make your own topicals. So a CBD lip balm, a CBD massage oil, a relief roller. Down at the bar, you'll be able to sample CBD and hemp snacks and beverages from Nourish Cafe and Market, as well as Peachtree again.
Cool.
At the ingestion station, and we'll be teaching you about how that works in your body and how that differs from a topical. Across from the bar, we'll have some terpene testing station. So for anyone who might not know what terpenes are actually the compound that give plants their smell and flavor. So when you're utilizing herbs and essential oils, it's really the terpenes that have those therapeutic properties. So if you can understand what terpenes your body is attracted to and needs, then you can choose the herbs and the products that are going to be best for you. So we're going to help you familiarize yourself with those. We talk about five major terpenes at Hempsley. So just five simple terpenes, teach you how to identify them. And then out on the lawn, we are going to have a mucosal station where you can make your own tincture, as well as sample tinctures from over six companies from across the country. We have some amazing sponsors who have donated all kinds of awesome things for people to just be able to taste test, try, see what they like before they go invest. Because, you know, CBD is a pretty pricey product. So come and see what you like and talk to the companies behind them before you go invest.
Yeah,
so,
learn a little bit about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then the last big station will be the inhalation station. So this is going to be a really fun station where we are teaching about inhalation education. You know, while inhalation may not be one of the healthiest ways to consume medicine, there's still always going to be people who choose to do that. So we really want to focus on teaching people how to choose pieces and be aware of how these different pieces can affect their health and choose things that are best for them and their needs. Mm-hmm.
Depending on the materials they're made out of and all that sort of thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very important aspect of the inhalation process, just being aware, being mindful. You know, if you decide that you want to smoke, that's great. But be aware that, you know, a joint is going to have you know, more toxins than, say, a water pipe, because the water pipe will filter it a little bit more. So we're having 420 Science actually come out all the way from Texas.
Right on.
Yeah, Gary from 420 Science Club is going to be out here manning that station. He's bringing all kinds of different pieces, as well as vaporizers, dryer vaporizers. So we'll have a Volcano, a Silver Surfer, as well as a bunch of essential oil vaporizers that people can test from our sponsors. So we'll have four different companies of all kinds of vaporizers you can test. You can also make your own herbal blend, which can be smoked, or you can, if you're not into smoking, you can make it into tea, add it to a bath. We've got a great bath milk recipe that you can put it in. You can use it as potpourri, all sorts of stuff. And everyone who comes to the event will have the opportunity to make an herbal blend, which is really exciting. And then you'll also be able to make a little Mr. Diffuser at this station. So yeah, I know, right? So many activities.
Mr. Diffuser.
Yes. So with essential oils, you know, essential oils are really popular right now, and diffusers can be expensive. So we are going to teach people how to create just with a little mister, put some essential oils in, and they can use that to disperse throughout the room, put on clothing, put on their pillows before they sleep, what have you. So those are kind of our stations. And then we're also going to have CBD massages for anyone who was at the Mindful Morning. We'll have five massage therapists there to give little short massages with a brand new product again. Kiskanu is another brand from California that has a bunch of THC products, again, a very wellness plant-based focused line, but they are launching a CBD line with us on October 13th. So we'll have that available for the massages. And then we're going to have a bunch of booths from local companies in town. So the Float Spa, we'll have Nourish there. We will have Achieve Balance Chiropractic, Liberty Family Mutual, you know, natural beauty brands. Also that you can learn about all types of natural ways to care for this system. It's not just about CBD and hemp. It is about all of these different modalities and familiarizing yourself with all the resources that are in town. So we'll have lots of knowledgeable people there to help teach you about all things natural wellness.
It sounds fantastic. And so it's going all day and then into the evening, or when do you feel you're going to finish up?
It actually ends at 11:30. So it'll just be 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the workshop portion. Close up before Logboat opens at noon. We will be sticking around a little bit into Logboat's opening hours until about 1. We'll stay upstairs and people can drop in and chat with us or make a little relief roller with CBD and essential oils. So
it sounds fantastic. What can people do to learn more or get tickets, or how does that work?
Yeah, so if you want to get tickets, you can go to hempsley.com/exchange. Tickets range all the way from $10 to $119 for the full experience. Everyone will walk away with a goodie bag, and we are getting the last of our goodie bag things in right now, and I swear, every single goodie bag is worth more than the ticket cost itself. So our sponsors really came through, and there's some really cool products. Everyone will also walk away with a 32-page event guide that has all the information from the event for you to take home and reference, all the recipes, so that you can continue doing these things yourself. We really are about empowering you with the knowledge so that you can feel comfortable and confident taking this into your own home and implementing this new knowledge into your life.
That's great. And I can tell you that the print materials that they're putting out are just top notch. Beautiful stuff, really well produced, and really attractive and fun to read and fun to look at. So, hey, I'm thrilled for you, and you should be proud. I think it's a great project. And
thanks.
Have you had any sort of feedback up front? Have you sold some tickets up front? How many people are you expecting? That kind of thing?
Yeah, we're cutting off at 250.
Okay.
We've got about 160 tickets sold already.
Fantastic.
And they're flying now. So if you're interested in coming, make sure you secure your ticket.
You got a week left.
Yep. Exactly 1 week, pretty much. And you know, you can buy a ticket in person at Clover's Natural Market. We've got some at Clarity Float Spa, as well as Nourish Cafe and Market. So if you're more of an in-person person rather than going online, like, those options are available as well. And yeah, the feedback has been fantastic. Everyone is very excited. You know, if we have any tickets left, we'll be selling them at the door, but they will increase in price by about $10 each. So just be aware of that. We are expecting it to sell out. So if you want to come to the event, make sure you go ahead and get your ticket.
All right. I'd love to have you there. That's fantastic. All right. And you've done a great job of marketing, obviously, or you wouldn't have sold 160 tickets already. All right. Fantastic. So we are going to mention that one more time, and then I'm going to go do a little bit of rundown of what's happening tonight and tomorrow in town. But the Hempsley Health Exchange, is that what it is?
Heart of Health Exchange.
Heart of Health Exchange. Yeah. It is at Logboat. Starts early on Saturday morning. Next Saturday is the 13th.
Yep.
October the 13th. You can get more information online at hempsley.com slash exchange. I'm sure it's very easy to find if you go to her website. And again, Facebook and Instagram for Hempsley. All right. It's Mike, and you're listening to KOPN Columbia. I got to take care of a couple pieces of business here, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about what's happening in town tonight and tomorrow, and then we'll have a few more minutes with Kristen before the end of the hour, okay? All right. Once again, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. This is Open Mic Radio. Let's see. Tonight, what's happening at the Blue Note? We have Cherub with Matty O'Neill. Tomorrow, Pound Game Addison. I think Kevin had him on the air yesterday on Wednesday, I guess, on the so-called Good Life. But big hip-hop show going down tomorrow night at the Blue Note. You got Pound Game Addison, Capital J, AJ and Bobby, a whole bunch of hip-hop and rap artists are going to be down there at the Blue Note tomorrow night. Let's see what's happening at Rose. We got the Fried Crawdaddies for the happy hour show, which they do frequently enough. That's always great. Good plan on Friday afternoons down there at Rose. That'll be hopefully outside. And Fried Crawdaddies will get going around 5 o'clock. You know, this is going to be a fun one. There's a show tonight at Rose at 9. It's called My Posse in Effect, which is a Beastie Boys tribute. So that's one that, if I can stay awake, I might actually go to that. Yappy Hour tomorrow. That's where you can bring your dogs down to Rose, play out in the park, have a good time with your puppy dogs, and listen to the music of Primitive Soul. Cooper's Landing tonight. I don't know if there's anything going on. Oh, actually, it's John Galbraith tonight. Galbraith and Gorham. You know, John has so many different projects out and about, but anytime he's playing, it's worth seeing. So tonight you got John Galbraith and I think it's Jim Gorham tonight out at Cooper's. Tomorrow you got Open Mic at Cooper's and Adam Gaffney playing at 6, and Al Jolly's playing Sunday down there. Al Jolly's fantastic as well. What else here? This is Cafe Berlin. You know, they've been doing some real cool experimental stuff down there. The tonight's going to be no different. It's a continuation of the Columbia Experimental Music Festival. Tonight it's Ono, Complainer, Joanne McNeil, and Bucko Adams and Cunningham. I'm not familiar with any of them, but I bet you they're all going to be worth seeing. They're doing a hell of a job down there at Cafe Berlin about with bringing in some acts that are unfamiliar with most of the folks around here, but absolutely worthwhile most of the time. All right, so a couple other things here. Roachport General Store tonight. You've got Kings Avenue and Fisheye playing tomorrow. They're a great little blues band. And at the Station House out there at Catfish Katie's tomorrow, I think it's Brad Cunningham solo, and then is that right? Yeah, and then Blues Highway on Saturday. So tonight actually is Brad Cunningham tonight at 6 o'clock down at the Station House at Catfish Katie's, and Blues Highway tomorrow. All right, that's about what's happening around town. Let's play a piece of music here. And this is one by John Randall. He played this back in May when he was here with us, and always great to have John around. I think the Hooten Hollers are on the road right now. I think they're actually playing Colorado. I think they played Colorado last night. I think they're in Denver. So those guys will be back in a week or two, and we'll see if we can get John and Andy to come back down here and say hi. In the meantime, this one is called Outer Space. John Randall on Open Mic Radio.
I think I'm going to play... song, how about I Just Knew You'd Come Around? This is off our newest album.
What's the name of that record?
It's self-titled, The Hooten Hollers.
Fantastic. All right, John Randall from their most recently released album, The Hooten Hollers, on KOPN Columbia.
Well, hello, baby. I'm so glad you came around. Been so long since I seen you, darling. I don't wanna grab you in my arms, jump up and down, baby. Sing glory, hallelujah. What was lost has now been found. Well, honey, I just knew you'd come around. Oh, people been talking, baby, since you left me in this little old town. They say you never loved me, baby, but that you only put me down. Oh, well, they're just jealous of the love, so real and so profound. Well, honey, I just knew you'd come around. I just knew you'd come around. Pick my heart back up off the ground. I'm not surprised you realized all the true love that you have found. I was sad when you were gone, but I knew that it would not be long till you was right back. Oh, baby, right back there in my arms. So welcome back, baby. Come on in, put your suitcase down. Well, I got some beans and greens simmering on the stove. Some chicken just getting brown. And later on, baby, we could get drunk. And I might sing you about the old side of town. Well, honey, I just knew you'd come around. Yes, darling, I'm so glad you came around.
Oh, there's a lovely one from Mr. John Randall. Darling, I just knew you'd come around. I thought it was going to be Outer Space, but I guess I mislabeled my MP3s there. So anyway, great stuff there from John Randall. Fantastic musician, singer, songwriter, guitar player. You know it. John and the Hooten Hollers, Columbia faves, and... local boys made good. So, all right, it's Open Mic Radio about 9:45 on October 5th. Looks like the sun's coming out there, and I have the lovely Kristen Williams with me in the studio today, and we've been talking all morning about Hempsley and the health exchange that's coming up this coming Saturday. Once again, let's reiterate, Logboat.
Yep, Logboat on October 13th from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
Okay, and again, tickets available online. And also, there's another way to get tickets or find out more about what you're doing. And because you also developed a really cool technical side of your thing recently.
Yeah, we just launched an app about a month ago.
So like, and it like an app as in a smartphone app.
Yep. You can download it on any platform, any, iPhone, Android, whatever you have.
Very good.
Yep. Google Play Store.
It's tough to get in that into the iTunes store for sure. Apple's got, I mean, the Android stuff's not quite as hard, but if you want to get in the Apple store, you got to be pretty on top of your game.
We had some struggles there, but we managed to get in there and we're available now. So
well done. Okay. What's the app called?
It's called Hemsley.
Of course.
And it is an app that allows you to build your own little library of ebooks for information. So we have a variety of ebooks. We actually just put out a bunch in preparation for our launch on Monday of the Heart of Health Exchange. That'll be the e-course online.
Right.
But there is ebooks, everything from introducing your endocannabinoid system to introducing terpenes, how to dose properly with cannabinoids, how to pick products that are best for you, introducing 8 different herbs that we talk about. And then we also have all kinds of DIYs and recipes for creating body care products, as well as all kinds of food recipes. So a really fun app, and you can build your own little library and reference it anytime. It's also a great tool if you're trying to educate someone else in your life about the endocannabinoid system and how cannabis can be medicine for some people. I've pulled it up with my grandmother and given her a little presentation. You know, it's a short little 20-slide slideshow about the endocannabinoid system with visuals. And so I find that it's a really effective tool for helping engage people and help them better understand and remember what you're talking about.
Well, I have a personal concern. My mm-hmm. mother's quite old, and she's been using some essential oils over the last couple of months. She has somebody that's kind of helping her out with that. But I've suggested CBD, and I don't think that they've actually entertained that yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to encourage her to ask her caregivers what they know about CBD, because I think it's something that might be helpful to her and others, of course, you know.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of that, hello to everybody out there listening from afar. We've got people listening in Texas. I'd like to say hello to the family up there in Illinois, and looks like some people over there in Germany are listening, and quite a few here in Columbia, Missouri, and out in Kansas City, St. Louis, a couple in Denver, it looks like, San Fran. Anyway, appreciate everybody listening, and hope you're enjoying the program this morning. Haven't had a whole lot of music like we normally do, but had a great entertaining talk with Miss Kristen here, and she's got a great project with Hemsley and a relatively new business. When did you guys start actually doing Hemsley? When did you sort of make it official?
I launched it in January 2017.
All right, so you're under 2 years old.
Yep.
And I'm thrilled with the progress you've made so far, and you should be proud of yourself. It's a great project.
Thanks.
And I hope you continue to have success with it, and that other people recognize the importance of the things that you're trying to bring out and share with people. Education is really what it's about, and how you do it is usually the, you know, kind of the kicker as to whether you're successful or not.
Right.
And I think that your approach so far has been really good. So what are you thinking for the future? You got any other plans for later this year? Or I'm sure you've got a whole whiteboard full of ideas and priorities, but what's coming up after your big festival here?
Well, after the big festival, it's going to be really trying to inspire and encourage people to get out there and share the information they've learned before the vote on November 6th. So really trying to push just awareness, education, and help get this medicine in the hands of patients who need it most.
Okay. What is, with regard to the vote, do you know much about what's happening on the ballot this year? Here in Missouri, at least?
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about that a little bit? What do you think about what's being presented?
Absolutely. Well, there's 3 different initiatives.
That's right.
I personally am going to vote for Amendment 2, and then the statutory, I believe that's what it is, the statutory amendment. I am not going to be voting for Amendment 3 because I don't feel that it is as beneficial for patients. I'm very much patient-centered and focused, but Amendment 2, you know, is a great outline for patients in the state of Missouri. It allows for a 4% sales tax that goes to veterans, which I think is great, as well as allows for home grows of up to 6 plants. So that's also really beneficial to make sure that people who need this medicine can grow it themselves if they can't afford to purchase it outside of their own home. So
absolutely.
I do think that is important. The statutory amendment is also a really, really well-written change to the Constitution, and so I think that would be really great. you know, when it comes to the legal terminology, I don't know if I'm using all the right words there, but
That's all right.
I'm not in politics. I do education.
I'm glad you're not.
Try to stay as vanilla as possible with politics.
But. What I would say is that if you're out there and you're listening, you should take a little bit of time to look into these initiatives and really consider voting yes on at least one or two of them, because it will make medicine available that has not been available here in Missouri. And really, that's the primary concern of mine. I mean, I have no problem with recreational use of most substances, as long as it's done responsibly and people can keep a rope around their fun having. But when it comes to medicine, I'm very much like you in the sense that it's been very frustrating for many years because for whatever reason, whether it's been bureaucratic or it's been the powerful lobbying mechanisms of the pharmaceutical industries or the petroleum interests or whoever, I mean, it's been very difficult to make a lot of progress in these particular areas. And it's happening now. We're actually starting to see things happen, and the momentum is definitely on our side. So. So again, kudos, Kristen, and I think it's great what you're doing, and I hope you continue to see success. You know, your enthusiasm is intoxicating, and I'm sure that has something to do with all the people that have decided to work with you. So that's great.
Thanks. It's been fun.
All right. So once again, Hemsley on the web, hemsley.com. You can find Hemsley also on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter. And once again, let's talk about what's happening this coming, well, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Yeah. Next Saturday, we will have a big event at Logboat Brewing. Starting at 8 a.m., we'll have a CBD-enhanced yoga flow followed by an infused farm-to-table breakfast. And then from 9:30 to 11:30, we will have workshops. The workshops range all the way from $10 to $49, depending on all the activities that you want to get your hands into. It'll be a really fun hands-on learning experience. Interactive, you know, it's not boring. I call it fun, simple health science for adults if you want to come learn about all kinds of natural tools to help you take better care of yourself and your loved ones. So. We'll have lots of different activities. Everyone who comes will walk away with at least an herbal blend. We'll get to sample hemp and CBD snacks and beverages, vaporizers, tinctures, and you'll get a goodie bag full of awesome things from our sponsors.
All right. Well, if that doesn't convince you, I don't know what will. So try to make it down there if you can. I'm sure you'll be better off for it, and you'll certainly learn something from all the fine folks that'll be down there. All right, Kristen, thank you very much. I hope you enjoy the weekend. You got anything planned for this weekend other than this working like you always do?
Just working on the exchange.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope it's a great success, and maybe I'll see you down there. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Kristen Williams. She is the CEO, president, the big boss of Hemsley. And once again, on the web, hemsley.com, or you can check her out on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And I encourage you to do so. She's got some really cool stuff happening, and I totally encourage it. All right. So we got about 5 minutes left here. Not enough time for two, so I guess I'll just jibber jabber for a minute. If you want to get a hold of me, my email address is mikehagan@mikehagan.com. So that's easy enough. And it's H-A-G-A-N. So mikehagan@mikehagan.com. I do this radio program every Friday morning from 9 to 10. Next week, we will have the wonderful Pippa Letsky in the studio with me, and she'll have her fiddle and probably a guitar, and we'll get back to some music here. And Pippa will be playing some music for us all hour next Friday. And of course, we'll do what we always do and talk about what's happening around town and things like that. I have some very good news. John Galbraith, who I mentioned earlier in the program, who's one of my favorite artists around town, just a great all-around musician, fantastic guitar player, great vocalist, great songwriter. Anyway, he and hopefully some of the band members from the John Galbraith 3 will be down here. I think it's on the 7th of November. Maybe that's not it. But anyway, the first week of November. We also have the K Brothers. I'm hoping to have them down here. They great, great show at Roots and Blues last week, by the way. Some fantastic local regional talent, and of course some big national international acts as well. But I had a great time at Roots and Blues, and the K Brothers put on a fantastic show on Saturday afternoon down there at the park. So very, very well done this year, and congratulations to all the people that were involved with Roots and Blues, because it was a real real great weekend of music and food and fun down there. Okay. All right. John Galbraith coming up in a few weeks. Lace Wings. I'm hoping to have Molly Healy in here. The Flood Brothers. Ray Fitzgerald. I can't wait. I'll have Ray in here hopefully pretty soon. The next few months. She's one of my favorites as well. Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys. And probably have Dave and Dave come back down. John and Andy. You know, whatever. So that's coming up. And also, I would like to mention that on Monday, I do a program on Monday nights as well. It's called Radio Orbit, and it's a three-hour program that's a totally different sort of style than this one. I talk a lot, and I do long sort of in-depth interviews with people who I think are worth talking to. And I also play some music during that three-hour period. But on Monday, I'll be speaking with Lynn Ulbricht. Lynn is the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who is serving two life sentences plus 40 years in a maximum security federal penitentiary for operating the Silk Road website. He was arrested in 2013, and he's been railroaded in a fashion that is absolutely appalling and saddening to me and anybody who knows his story. So so I'm going to talk to his mom Monday. And I hope y'all can listen to that. It's gonna be something else, all right? So sorry to get a little teary on that, but man, it really gets me. So, all right, it's about 3 minutes before 10 o'clock. You got Diana Moxon coming up with Speaking of the Arts, and I'm gonna get off the air here and say goodbye. Enjoy the weekend. This is Dave Durnley with Old Cool Burning Train.
Traveling to Mars, here on Earth is home, not out among the stars. Her memory like tattoos when I think, I let her put her mark on me, permanent like ink. Had my time upon the stage, curtain rose, I took my cue and I read from the wrong page. I've always had a tendency to drift. Time now slows me down, my mind and fingers stiff. Put my old truck's in the driveway and I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. And an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal-burning train. When I wake, the morning's cool. And I wasted writing poetry like all the other fools. So I shiver in the dew, waiting for the sun to warm me like she used to do. But my old truck's in the driveway and I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal-burning train. The track is grown up now in weeds. The men who drove the spikes are dead and time forgot their deeds. Roundhouse at the end of the line, it's gone, the train can't turn around and go back into its time. For my old truck's in the driveway with a half a tank of gas. I got money in my pocket and I'm running from the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal-burning train.